back again with what I call the Faith and Freedom Show. I talk about the issues of the day on a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, the basis of right versus wrong. Talking to Patricia Sullivan. I don't know why I do that. You know what's really crazy? When you correct yourself and then you do it over and over again. And I get through the second syllable and I think I'm okay, and then I just abandon my self-control. It's Patricia Sullivan. That's beautiful. I just got to put a little extra energy into it. We had a call from Billy, and he is in Donella, and he posed a very interesting question that I'm going to save for later, because it's going to be one of those things that puts my guest back a little bit. And she's got a website, PatriciaSullivanForCongress.com. PatriciaSullivanForCongress.com. Patricia, again, thank you for being here. A caller asked, oh, by the way, you can call right now at 888-850-1872. 888-850-1872. You can pose a question to Patricia Sullivan. You can. And you'll have to just be patient, because I get to control when you get to ask the question. And if we can't hear your question, we'll just work through it. Patricia, a caller asked the other day, and you alluded to what's going on. You talked about Representative Snow. Is it Senator Snow? Or is she in Congress? It's a Senate. Senator, yeah. She was on the Finance Committee. And she passed along. She says, well, I have to vote yes because I don't like it, supposedly, but we got to do something. The sky is falling or whatever. Our caller yesterday said, tell me what the difference is between a Marxist and the Republican Party. And it goes to the question that you just had. How far do you think that the current regime has gone? The question is, how far back do you think it needs to go to the norm before you think they'll really be standing with what you think is a Republican perspective?
Well, the current administration is so, in my opinion, so far removed from our Constitution. And I see, as with Senator Snow and her remarks, the sky is falling. Something must be done. Something must be mandated. Well, and you asked the difference between Marxism and the Republican Party. And I think before the break, you even threw in the Democratic Party.
Yes.
And I would say the current Democratic leadership is actually very much in line with what you described as Marxism, because they are going to a socialist platform when you're talking about taking from other people and spreading the wealth. Because in my opinion, what they're trying to do is mandate charity. Now, a Republican believes charity should be from the heart. And a Democrat would believe it's the government's responsibility to redistribute wealth. And I believe that is in complete opposition to our Constitution, and it is not what our founding fathers believed in. And you mentioned a moment ago, a constitutional and a biblical perspective, that's not biblical either. To take from someone else to give. Now, the biblical perspective is if you should give because it's the right thing to do out of kindness of your heart. Does that answer your question?
Well, that's, if you answer my question, yes, that answers my question. That's beautiful. And again, this is what's great about this. You're listening to David Allen Carmichael. I'm talking to Patricia Sullivan. And she is one of the folks who signed up as a Republican to run against their colleagues to figure out who it is that's going to challenge Alan Grayson for the 8th congressional seat, the 8th District of Florida. And I've posed an invitation to Mr. Grayson. They're not responding to my invitations. Hopefully you guys who are listening to this or friends of Mr. Grayson can have the guy get on board, man. Let's have a little chutzpah. Let's have a little chutzpah. So I appreciate Patricia Sullivan giving us her time, and we'd like to give her time too, because this is what we're doing, folks. This is what it's all about. This open, candid dialogue. Our number here is 888-850-1872. The boundaries, what do you think, what's your perspective of when you said the health care issue, you said it wasn't constitutional. You talked about that it was mandating people to love each other, you know, a mandatory love, mandatory charity. So you kind of brought it on that basis. What do you think, what powers does the federal government have with relationship to the state government? We're going to be taking a call here. But what are those powers the federal government has in relationship to the states? Are there, what are the boundaries? What are the powers that, that you as a congresswoman will be concentrating on that you think are legitimate exercises of federal power? And caller, thank you for holding on for a minute on the Frank Talk 104, but we're going to get you in a minute. Go ahead, Patricia.
Well, clearly the federal government has certain enumerated powers. And if it isn't spelled out in the Constitution, they don't have the power, and it goes back to the states, and the states have sovereign rights. And, you know, one example where the federal government went way wrong is the Department of Education. I believe it is unconstitutional, and I think the power should lie with the states, because and then it should be given further on down locally, because it's at the local level that you're going to be able to recognize the needs of your community and meet those needs. And so that's one example of where the government, the federal government, has taken on power that the Constitution did not give it.
Thank you for that answer. And caller, thank you for calling Frank Talk 104.3 FM. What's your question or comment for Patricia?
Yes, my name is Carmen Reynolds. I'm up in the northern part of Florida, and I wanted to applaud Patricia Sullivan for stepping up to the plate, a citizen who understands where we're coming from, that can carry the voice of the people to Washington, first of all.
And you're not a buddy of Patricia Sullivan. You're just a listener. You've just listened to what she said. So this is just, this is not a setup, right?
I'm up here where the federal government has just devastated our tourism and fishing industry. I was listening to that.
Okay.
And heard her, the Sullivision, if you will, and spoken woman who has homeschooled her children so they've not been indoctrinated into the collectivist, socialistic, humanistic view of life. And Patricia, it's going to take real people like you to go and run things in Washington, because we are in so much trouble. And Alan Grayson now is calling Fox News the enemy for taking the truth to the people.
Mm-hmm. I thank you for calling in, and no, it's not a setup. I don't know the caller. And thank you for your encouragement. I don't know if y'all are aware, but Grayson's antics on the House floor Wednesday, where he held up another poster and advanced his website, namesofthedead.org, where, you know, the Republican Party was crying, oh, he's broken ethics violations, and no charges were filed. Well, I did file charges yesterday.
You did? In what court?
I filed a complaint with the name escapes me.
Election Commission or something like that?
No, the OCE. And there were different pages that I cited from the House Ethics Manual, different violations. Number one, you cannot use private funds to conduct House business. And the website he was advancing on the House floor was paid for with his own private money. It's also very clear in the House Ethics Manual that you cannot have, it spells it out, you cannot have a website link to a campaign site from a site you're promoting on the House floor. And he did that. Well, after I filed the complaint, about 2 hours after I did that, he pulled that link off. So it took a knowledgeable, stay-at-home, homeschooling mom to rattle his cage. But I promise I will do that every day until I take his seat, because I will not back down. And as a matter of fact, I challenged him today to give an apology for what he said on MSNBC, because he offended and now considers over half of his district to be his enemy. And this is someone who's supposed to represent the people. And he's calling them out as his enemy, and he is treating them as such. So I asked for an apology from him, and then I also challenged him to 4 debates. And we can schedule them on his timetable so it doesn't interfere with his congressional duties. But I believe every county in the district should have the opportunity to come and hear us debate the issues.
Hey, and, caller, do you have another question or statement or challenge to Patricia?
I heard Ms. Sullivan's comments about states' rights. Would it be accurate to say that you would not look dimly at Florida state legislators that are in our state legislature from promoting a 10th Amendment to ensure that the federal government cannot devastate our economies, devastate our industries, and usurp our rights?
I am so much for that, I even want to give the listeners the website. It's flfreedom.org, and you can go there. And as a citizen, you can sign up, which I have done, in support of states' rights.
Hey, good call. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Well, that was interesting. This is a fun interview. This has got a little more energy, a little more excitement. How come we have these young ladies that have so much courage, and then we interview the young men, and they're so timid? Maybe it's fluoridated water. I'm making it up. I have no idea. Okay, tell me what you think about, I think you mentioned something about healthcare. Tell me about this vaccination, H1N1. What do you think the authority of the state's federal government would have in a time of crisis? Whether or not you think it's a crisis, let's just assume it is, or possibly could be. What do you think authority they have? And we got about a minute and a half.
I don't believe that the government has any authority to put something in foreign into someone's body. I personally have chosen our two youngest. We have 4 children. I have personally chosen not to vaccinate our 2 youngest because of really a tragedy that happened to a friend's child who was the same age as our 2nd child. And after that tragedy occurred, my husband and I felt like we could not take that risk with our children.
Okay, so your take would be the no government, whether it's a state or federal government, the United States or a state, has the authority in law to force upon somebody an injection in their body.
I don't believe they have the right, no.
Okay, so, and we got to take a break here, folks. We're going to come back. I'm talking to Patricia Sullivan. You can find out more about her at patriciasullivanforcongress.com. We're going to be talking to her colleagues, as said by Guy Carr. He's one of her colleagues that's running, competing, and encouraging one another. It's William Collins, Guy Carr, Patricia Sullivan. We'll check out more. If more people sign up to run in their particular category and the other categories, we're going to interview them here on Frank Talk 104.3 FM. But we're going to come back from this break here in a few minutes. Tell your friends and family to tune in to faithfreedoms.org or Frank Talk 104.3 FM. We shall return.